sides, can you do the one side? So the middle side is the deck here. Just
get it through. This guy's eh? Are we ready? I think Shaila number one. Are we ready? Shaila number one, what would you say to such a Shaila where a lady, let's start number one, is like this, you have a person that is on a diet, and a special diet that is high in protein. Every single day for the past 5 weeks, he's been taking a lot of protein, egg and chicken. Every single day for the past 5 weeks, chicken. And now he wants to know, can he continue having chicken this week? Because he's finally very stable with his diet, and any change can interfere with his diet and start having temptation to start getting into other things. And he now wants to have, chicken this week. Every single day for the past 5 weeks, he's had chicken. He wants to know, can he have chicken? What would you say to such a Shaila? Oh, very good Shaila. Someone says, make a seam every day.
You said a lady.
Oh, no, not a lady. This is the Shaila number one. So Shaila number one is, if a person needs to have chicken every single day, what would you suggest? So number one, I mentioned, can he have egg or fish, which is also high in protein? No, he needs to have chicken every single day. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Samach Dalet that says that someone that's not possible for him to have macholi cholov, he can't have cheesy items, mutzaloi lechu basar oif, he can have chicken, only oif, says the Mogen Avraham. The reason why we don't have meat in the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, is because bottle ha kurbonus. The kurbonus is bottle. What do you bring on a carbon on a mizbeach? Really, usually behemoth, besides for toyim, usually be'ikah is behemoth. So therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, to eat basar oif, it doesn't resemble, it's not really direct issa. Therefore he says, sorry? The regular chickens that we have is not really negeah to bring onto the mizbeach. It's not a toyin, it's not a b'neyoyna. So therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, if a person can't have machale cholov, he can have some basoif. As I distinguish the brewer, that he can be making on it. Now, he would have to make the decision if he falls under the bracket of Misha'i Efsha Loilechu Macholi Cholov. You could argue and say that, yeah, he's in a matzah where he can't eat cholov because of his situation. He's told by the doctor, you have to take the specifics, you have to deal with afterwards. But it is very linked up with this Mishnah Berurah. If he can't eat anything else, then it could well be there is a Mokum Lahakum. Go. 6 weeks, yeah. So he was told that he needs to deal with it, and now he's trained himself onto a diet. And the Shaila is there any mokum lahokum? You mean as well? I see you wouldn't necessarily agree with it. The specifics you have to deal with? You have to know exactly how serious it is. That's the rest of it. Shaila number two, very briefly. You have a Shaila, a lady who is going through a pregnancy, which she feels very very shvach, and she tries to eat tahin, tries to eat her hair. The master, she doesn't feel with the koichas. The only thing that's going to give her the koichas is a gezunta piece of flesh. You go to the shop, she told me the specifics. There's a specific harmless meal that does the trick. Specific one. Yeah, I don't want to advertise, I'm not advertising harmless, but there is a specific harmless meal which is meat, which gives her a boost, it gives her a 2-3 hour boost till she goes to bed and it's fine. Would you say it's mutter or not? Sorry? Yeah. You're both touching onto a Mishnah of Vashtet that Isha Shemaricha, that she has a certain smell and she's going to go Meshuggah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about quite a mainstream case. A person is called morning sickness, they go through a morning sickness, right? And a regular Zach, but she feels Shvach. We're not talking about that level. We're talking about she feels Shvach. And the Maisa, what gives her a boost is a Gashmach. Homeless meal. Is it mutter or not? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. Okay, that's a good Shaila. So it's a good Shaila. So yes, some no. So is that, says the Mishnah Berurah, from the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person is together a sort of, if we can call him a shtikel acholah, it is mutter up till Zion out. Zayin Av is already, it gets a bit more complicated because of more Saris, and Zayin Av is the Shtem of Avram. But at least up till Zayin Av, Mishabur brings over here, the Samach Aleph, that it will be Mutter for her to have a flash till Thursday night. So she can have till Thursday 2 days, till Shkia is ready, Kedai is ready, Eli, not to have the homeless. Or to have this homeless, quite good colours over here going on over here. Next one, okay. We've got over here, let's just move on to the next Shaila. I guess there's a Shaila tonight. Last night it was raining, so we didn't have the Shaila Kiddush Levana. Tonight is the first time in Av that we have a Shaila of Kiddush Levana, I believe. There's probably possible to see Levana later. Is it? Oh, they confirmed. Thank you. Good, you beautiful one. Are you going to say Kiddush Levana, or are you not going to say Kiddush Levana?
No.
Yes, good Shaila. Yeah, Mashallah, yes, you know. Very good, excellent, good Shaila. She was a good Shaila. Says the Ramah. The Ramah in Tokhav Ches says, Ein mekatshin halavona ad acha motza ad till after Tisha B'Av. Right? Mishabura brings no chodek. Mishabura brings no chodek. In Kippur, he brings chodekim about having it before in Kippur because he extra zechus, an extra zechus. When he gets to Tisha B'Av, he keeps shtum. After Tisha B'Av. Although we know the Das Hagro, he was very nervous, and besides for nerves, he says, you got a mitzvah, bali yotcha al-tach mitzvah, no, don't push it off. And therefore the Gaon was of the opinion that you say even Kiddush Levana, as soon as you see it, even before Tisha B'Av. What's the reason why the Ramah says not to do before Tisha B'Av? Because what Isik and Avedis, therefore we can't mekabel the Shechina, we have to mekabel b'simcha, ina Shechina Shrei Ela b'simcha. So therefore we have to wait till we'll finish with the Avedis. Right? But the Gaon said, we've got to sort this out, that Zot the Gra, that the Gra used to do before Tisha B'Av, and the Chazon Ish used to, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Chaim Knessi, all the Gedolei Ador used to do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. They even had a deal, they even have a deal. A shaila, whether to do, you know, the dance for Tovim Ma'iris and the jig, you know, they do the little Tovim Ma'iris. So Tovim Ma'iris Shavonakenu, if a person decides tonight to do Kiddush Levana, which a lot of Gedolim did, so is there an Indian to dance? The Ramah says there's an Indian to dance. The grace of the Ramah brings an Indian to dance, right? And so you don't find this so often. And the Ramah brings an Indian to dance for the end of Kiddush Levana. So when it comes to the 9 days, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very machmir. It's not stammer's way. When it comes to the 9 days, don't look at any psochim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I mean in a jokey way, because he's always machmir. He was always machmir about this topic. No showers, no garnish, he didn't want to know of anything. There was all the other swaras that we hear, the names that we hear, we come out never hear of the names. Whenever we're looking for a kula, we hear, ah yeah, a penkin was the one that was making. We always pick the names when it's negeh to what we need. But a ma'aser Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was machmeh when it gets to these topics, and he was also machmeh about dancing the Tovim Ma'aris, Mashenker, Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Chaim was makel in the minutes. Taka is the most, well, I've seen in Eretz Yisrael, those which Taka did Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, the Taka danced Tovim Ma'aris as if started up. Okay, so Lemaisa, last year I saw before Tisha B'Av last year, it was Corona still time, and it's still Corona, but last year more Corona, I don't know what, and I saw a Talmud Chacham in town saying Kiddush Levana one night, I think it was maybe tonight or tomorrow night, Dalet, hey, one of the nights. And I said, I had the Ramah state that you should wait till after Tisha B'Av. He said he's already learned his lesson. Here in Manchester, the year before that's 2 years ago, he thought he was going to wait till Matzah Tisha B'Av. And then it came to Matzah Tisha B'Av, he missed that Matzah Tisha B'Av, and then there was holidays, and before he knew it, he's not taking another chance, and it's posh by him that he does Kiddush Levana. Again, whatever you do is correct, it's just these other two starting. But it's the next one. We'll go over here, this is a very common shaila. At the end of the year, there's a lot of moistus in town and a lot of rabbeim and teachers which have done good jobs, especially through Corona, and they've done, and people are very makatov to the rabbeim and the teachers, and they want to give a small token of appreciation, a small box of chocolates. Everyone tries to keep it low a little bit, and you know, give it a little bit with a note, yeah, and give it over to the teacher or rabbi. So they have a whole stack of them, and they want to give it over to the rabbi tomorrow, maybe the next day, the last day of school is going to be Thursday, I don't know, it was Wednesday. Can they go and give gifts in the nine days? Mutar or asa? It's a good shaila. When I see people say no, people say yes. Moedig, no time rab. Why not? See, he's saying why not, Moedig. Ah, I like it. Why not? So you should know. Although some were machmir from the Mishnah Berurah, correct? If you open the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says very interesting. On Tisha B'Av says the Mishnah Berurah, don't give a present. Is mavoah that only on Tisha B'Av he's got a problem because he considers it as she'elah shalom. Interesting lashon. Giving a present is like saying hello, and she'elah shalom is a problem. However, as Mavoya in the Mishnah Berurah, that all the rest of the days he didn't have a problem with it. Therefore, Me'ikadin, to give a present, She'ein by Simcha, we're not talking about a big arrangement, a grace of Zach, because that's like the place we stay to avoid. But if it's a regular, normal, just a token of appreciation, a normal, subtle, small present with a note, that is definitely considered okay in the place given. Next one. Wow.
Okay, I was supposed to be a present.
Also be okay. All these things will be okay. You'll see some bring down for Rabbi Yashiv. There was a hesitation about them. The most gedolei achronim, they were all okay with it. Pasha Mishnah Berurah. Once you have the Mishnah Berurah and the Shevet Halevi, that pulls a very, very heavy weight. And Rabbi Falk also told me that it's partial to be mekel. Next nakuda is okay. Flowers. I guess people have a shaila this Friday. Did they buy flowers or not for the house? So the nusach is that if a person is very religious about flowers every single week, so then fine, so you can buy this week as well. But if a person usually finds an excuse, any other, if it's raining 1 week, so then no, they don't buy flowers, or something else happened and had a big outing on Friday, so they don't bother with flowers, so then this is also another excuse not to buy flowers. So if it's a religious thing, fine, if it's not, not. Next one is the end is very geschmack on Shabbos. We've got to move because we've got shilas on the halachas of holiday. There's a few geschmack and a kudus. But we've got a few shilas when it comes to this Shabbos. If Moshiach hasn't come yet, then we've got a shayla of the Tanis, Shabbos afternoon, a person is going to be having Suda Shlishis. The Suda Shlishis has to be finished before Shkia, because from Shkia is already a Sofik Laila, it's already Chashash, that is already starting, that's when it starts, the Tanis begins. However, that does not mean taking off shoes and sitting low. That's very, very clear. That those two things, taking off shoes and sitting low, doesn't exist till Macht. That's a double poshut. It's only refraining from eating and refraining from drinking. And let me add as well, washing hands as well. Some are machmin to make sure to wash those who mosh ma machrinim. So then they should try and wash ma machrinim before Shkia, because Rechitza is also asked from Shkia. Again, because the Yisoid is anything which is not really noticeable that you're doing at Tisha B'Av is also. So therefore, all those things should be set back before Shkia. However, sitting low, that definitely stays till after Nacht. Then you've got the Shailish. You know what I find very negia this year? Brushing teeth on the Tannis is always a big topic, because it can get very difficult. So on a normal Tannis, we're usually quite makel about it. Tisha B'Av or Machmir, this year specifically, is much harder, because you have a Shabbos, which most people don't brush their teeth because they don't have the Shabbos toothbrush and they're not geared up for it. And then straight after Shabbos, they're left with a Gantz Tisha B'Av, which is it's a fast day as well, which makes the breath day is also more tricky. So it's tricky, but the Maisa, the Loshon of the Poskim is, only B'Mokum Tzar Godel. If a person is in a considerable discomfort, only then would it be mutter to brush teeth, but otherwise, without rinsing water really, and we've discussed this in the past many times, but the Maisa, it has to be a Tzar Godel. The Nusach on the Poskim is different to the other Tanesim, Tzar Godel, which this year is much harder, but on the flip side, it can cause people to have more of a Tzar Godel. Some people which are, by Sunday morning, it can be a lot of people will be in a situation of a Tzar Godel. Next one is you have Abdullah on a Mr. Shemboon should fast well if it's Negea, and you have Sunday night, you've got Havdullah. Havdullah, you miss out the Hine Keli Sha'asi, and obviously there's no Neir Besomim, because Neir Besomim is not Negea anyway this week. We don't say Besomim, but Neir we will be doing straight after Nacht. Before many people, before they go to shul, there'll be a 10 minute gap before Maariv. They'll do Neir and be meeting them in Mishpacha there with Neir. Oh, but it's not Negea Friday, Sunday night is not Negea Neir B'Samim. So what is Negea? Just two brachas, Bo'i Pri Agofen and Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lefoy. Those two brachas. What's got into Sabbath is that after Havdalah or before Havdalah, number one is, what's typical to have after a Tanis? What do you usually have after a Tanis? Some people have a few Rogelach, some people wash, they want to have a roll. Right? This is common. You're making Havdalah. Listen to this. This year, you're making Havdalah before you break your fast. You make Havdalah, and hang on a second. You're making, what bracha are you making first? Bo'i Pri'ag Ofen. Halacha is you're supposed to make Hamotzi first. The same reason why we cover the Challahs Friday night, because we're scared, because really we're supposed to be making a bracha on the Hamotzi first, says the Shulchan Aruch, the same applies to Havdalah. If a person goes straight into his Malev Malka, and he makes and he makes Havdalah, he should cover the Chalas. So if you're breaking your fast on Chalas, cover those rolls that is next to you. It's a Mefurash Asif and Shulchan Aruch. It's not like a Chumrah brought down in the Heinziger. It's just an interesting halacha to take into account. You're making Havdalah to cover it. A second important halacha is what's very common to drink after Havdalah. You make Havdalah and you go to the fridge and you pour yourself a cup of orange juice. Or you make yourself Shkoyach Abzam. Thank you. Remember from last year? So once a person's already made Havdalah and he's drunk already a Mulei Lugmoch, then if he had any other shahakals, he has Coca-Cola, he has a coffee, a tea, any shahakals, it becomes niftar, becomes potter, Ali Day the Beri Piyagofen, if you had Mulei Lugmoch, only the person that had Mulei Lugmoch. So you, if you are making Havdalah, then you later have, a few minutes later, you have a drink. No shahakal on that. It doesn't deserve a shahakal because you already made a Beri Piyagofen. Yeah, if it should be in front of you. Otherwise, usually we've got das. Das also works. Mosatan, since most people drink, that would also be considered. Ah, Rabbi, so I've left only 4 minutes. I've left 4 minutes for holiday shilas. Maybe we should have left 4 hours for this. We'll pick out a couple of ones, maybe completely random ones. Number one is, you've got a shila. Hopefully the weather will be sunny, let's hope. And usually B'dakhlah, the 9 days are sunny, and then afterwards it comes the rain. That's usually how it works. Let's hope it was a bit of sun. And the shayla is, can you wear sunglasses on Shabbos where there's no Erev? A person goes to a place where there's no Erev, and he wants to put sunglasses on. You should know, it's interesting. The place can say that's Mamish Osa, because there's a chashash that the sun will be covered, especially in England. There'll be clouds covering it, and there's a chashash, you take off the sunglasses. And who has in the clip-ons? There's a chashash that it might bother you because it's not so sunny, and you flip it up, and now you've got a shayla that you're carrying. So into Santa Yudia to know that that's takasa. Oh, but those glasses which change color when you go in the sun, that's obviously okay. There's no chashash at all. That's taking geshmak to know this is nekudas. I remember seeing in Eretz Yisrael once in Eretz Yisrael in Netanya, there was someone that they're used to carrying, so they don't even know they cut these shaylas, but they were having sunglasses by the beach where it was after the Erev in Netanya. So again, all these things are posh at the posh. Shaila Vaitzor, that's definitely something to avoid. Then you've got a Geshmaka Shaila. This is interesting. A lot of people, when it comes to holidays, then some families, they get up and go the first. They get up and go at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning because they want to avoid seeing other mishpachas in the outing that they decide to go to. Okay, but the mice of some families, they only leave by the time they wake up, is I don't know when. Yeah, and the time they get going is 2 o'clock. The time they decide where they're going is 2 o'clock, and the time they go is 3 o'clock. So the time they leave is 3 o'clock. You've got a shayla of mincha. It's interesting. Now, if there's a minyan when you come back, fine. But if there's a person in an area where there's no minyan, so then he's got a shayla, it's not off. That's not so precious. So he'll have to either set an alarm clock or daven first. These things are just geschmack to know. Okay, next shayla, a person goes to an outing, and then you get, you know, when you come the entrance, they give a stamp on the palm, they give a stamp on the hand, and then inside it comes to dinner time, you want to wash your hands, you get a hold of a cup and you wash your hands. The shayla is, can you wash your hands with this stamp on your hands? So the person will obviously say that if you roll your finger over it and you don't feel anything, then it's not okay. The shayla number two is, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, is goch hashav halacha, is that you usually try and get a kedi, you try and get a cup to pour a cup. And it might say you go to you're in the countryside and you don't have a cup and you have this squashed plastic cup in the back seat and you don't know if it's got a hole, not got a hole. You should know that it's going to some halacha that you can really take a bottle of water, you can snap off the lid, and you can wash with that bottle itself. Go into some. Because the lids that we have in a normal bottle of water, which is similar to, let's say, a Coke bottle, is wide enough that if you do it slowly, it won't come tip-tip, which says the Mishnah would be okay. It's got choshev to know that where necessary, it's good to know that you can use the actual kois. And this opens a big mokum. Some people are sitting on the motorway and they say, I've got sandwiches, I need to wash. How am I going to wash now? I'll just take a mappa or something, and I don't know, I won't touch it. But the Maisa, there's a service station there every 10 minutes, every quarter of an hour. You go to the service station, you pay £1.50, maybe £2. You pay £2 for a little bottle, and that will be okay to wash your hands from the actual bottle. It's just a good mindset to know that such a thing is taka muta. Let me just end off with a shayla. We've got 1 second. We've got a shayla that many people have asked. There's certain grants that give families extra money, £300-£400, if they want to go on holiday that they can't afford. So someone had the shayla. Look, he would have gone on holiday anyway. But the maisa, he would have gone on holiday anyway. But he can do with another £300. Can he just take the money? So the Musag is, the Shochanor speaks about interesting, the Shochanor, there's a whole siman, le'esrachik mikabalosa, to be marchik from Kabbalah Stoker, there's a whole siman in Shochanor, to be marchik is atzmo, there's an inyan bifni atzmo, and we just have to remember, and the kudah which Ron Gurvitz always used to say, that when it comes to the holidays, we have to steal some time for learning. He says, the Loshan Kivias Ism Latoya, Kivias, what's the Loshan Kivias Ism Latoya? Where's Loshan Kivias come from? Kavato. Hayikva Adam Alekim, it comes from Loshon. Kivias is Loshon from stealing. Hayikva Adam Alekim is Loshon from stealing. When it comes to Lumad Atari, you have to steal time in order to learn. When it comes to the holidays, it's difficult, so we have to steal some time. Kivias is Matari, we have to steal some time for learning, and that's how we zoke to Kivias is Matari.